Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, people. Good afternoon to my people out there in my radio audience. I am here again today with you. I come on right now because I know I'm supposed to be making this broadcast today at 11 o'clock, but I have some emergencies that I have to do, and I wanted to just come on for a real quick second to talk to you a little bit and let you know that I will be coming on later on today to finish Judith, a warrior of the Hebrew nation, divinely untold mysteries revealed, broadcast number 4. We was going to do it at 11 o'clock, but unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to. I'm here to make an announcement that I will probably come back on within the next hour, hour and a half, maybe 1 o'clock, and try to finish this last segment of Judith, a Warrioress. This Hebrew Nation Truth Ministry. This is Hebrew Nation Truth Ministry. I'm the prophetess of the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm the prophetess of the Hebrew nation. And I am here with some divine understanding and divine mysteries to help you to figure out, what time we're living in, what hour we're living in, and what we got to do from this point on, people. We need some understanding, and we need it ASP. There's a lot going on in the earth. As you can see, it's a lot going on in the earth, all over the earth. So you got people coming and saying to me, well, you know what? This happened a long time ago with the Spanish flu and the Delta flu and this virus. But you know what? Long time ago, we wasn't in the last days. We're in the last day now. We're in the last day now with the corona, COVID-19. We're in the last hour now, people. So it's not like the Spanish flu and the Delta flu and all them other flus and viruses that you had. You are in a very prophetic hour right now. You're in a very prophetic hour right now. And it's going to take somebody that can hear the voice of God. And when I say God, I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation. I'm not talking about none of them gods that you've been calling on all your life that haven't did absolutely nothing for you. Yeah, I used to call on them too, so I know what I'm talking about. They have did absolutely nothing for me or for you. So you need to hear the voice of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ahaya is his name. And if you can't hear that voice and you don't know what you need to do and you don't know how you need to do things, you need a prophet. You need a prophet to help you. And this is why I've been raised up for this hour, to help the Hebrew nation, to help the Gentiles. Because y'all people need some help. You need some serious, serious spiritual help. Okay? So that's what I'm going to do. This is my job as the prophet of the Hebrew nation. This is my job, to help you. So we're going to come back today later on, and we're going to finish Judith. We're going to take recording number 4, and we're going to be finished today. We're going to be finished with this whole segment. You got segment number 1, segment number 2, segment number 3, and segment number 4. I'm trying to show you how important it is for a woman, for a Hebrew woman, not just no any woman. I'm talking about Hebrew woman. How important it is for them to understand and see and know what hour we are living in and what they got to do as women, what they got to do. You're going to have to do it for yourself. You can't wait on no man. You can't wait on no boy. You can't wait on nobody, women. You're going to have to do this yourself. Just like Judith did it herself. She didn't wait on the elders. She didn't wait on the governor. She didn't wait on nobody. She did it herself because the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob told her what she had to do. I don't have to wait on no man and nobody. I don't have to wait on nobody. I'm just going to do what my God tell me to do. Just like Judith. Just like Judith. So I'm trying to help you Hebrew sisters and women to understand that you are a warrior all by yourselves. So today would be the last segment of Judas of Warriors. So I just wanted to come on a little bit and state that to you. State that to you. How important it's going to be for a woman to stand alone. You won't have your husband by your side. You won't have your boyfriend by your side. You won't have nobody by your side. It's going to be a time where you're going to have to stand alone, women. And that time is right now. That time is right now. I know you married and you got a boyfriend and you got this. But can you say that they really going to fight for you? They really going to stand for you and your children? Can you really say that? And can you really believe that? Men always talking about what they going to do and how they going to do something, but they never do it. They never do what they say they going to do. Why? Because they have weak natures. They have weak natures. They not strong. They weak. They weak. And they fold for anything and anything. I'm telling you, people. I'm telling you what I know. You cannot depend on these men today to help you, sisters. You can't. When it was time for the children of Israel to be apprehended by Holofernes, Judith, a woman, a Hebrew woman, stood up with her maid and told the elders and the priests and the governor and the senate of Jerusalem, nah, bruh, we ain't giving in like that. I will take Holofernes down. I will take him down. So I'm here. This broadcast is all about encouraging our Black Hebrew women. And when I say Black Hebrew women, that's all 12 tribes. All 12 tribes are Black. All of them. Some might be lighter than the other. Some might be lighter than this. But our bloodline is Black people. Abraham was Black. Jacob was Black. Isaac was Black. Everybody's Black. So we Black. No, they're not Mexican. No, they're not Belizean. No, they're not Brazilians. No, they're not none of those things that we've been called. We are the children of Israel. We are the children of Israel. And women, we must fight for what we believe in. And you know what I believe in? I believe in my God. The God of Israel. I believe in him. And I will stand and fight with my God. And I believe in the Hebrew nation. Because I'm the prophet of the Hebrew nation. Just like Judith stood and fought Holofernes and took him down. It might come a day where I have to stand and do the same thing. Whatever the God of Israel tell me to do, that's what I got to do. So I wanted to just come on and let you know that I'll be back in an hour or two. And we're going to finish today. We're going to finish Judith, a warrioress. We're going to go into the Apocrypha, and we're going to go into the Bible also today. We're going to bring it all to home today. We're going to bring it home. We're going to end it out today. This is not a game, people. The Hebrew nation is in trouble. Number one, you're in trouble with your God. Number two, you're in trouble with the people that rule this world. And number three, you're in trouble with one another. So you got enemies all around you, Israel. You got the God of Israel that's angry with you. You got the people that rule this world that's angry with you and ready to engage you. You got people in your family that's mad at you. Don't want to talk to you. Haven't forgave you. Don't like you. Envy and jealous of you. They are enemy. You got three enemies in this earth, Israel. And you're going to have to understand spiritual warfare to defeat these enemies. I'm not talking about no religious stuff you've been hearing for 30, 40 years of your life. That's not spiritual warfare. Loving Jesus and loving God and loving Jesus, a God that you don't even know his name. Excuse me. You just call him God. You don't know his name. You don't know nothing but what you've been taught. I'm talking about spiritual warfare, understanding how to defeat your enemy. Understanding how to operate when your enemy come at you like they came at the children of Israel. Judith, she defeated her enemy with spiritual warfare. You ain't got enough guns. And let me just speak some wisdom to y'all. Foolish Hebrew Israelite men and elders. Excuse me. You don't have enough guns. You don't have enough weapons and weaponry to fight the enemy. You don't have enough. Them little guns, you don't went up there and bought in the gun range and all that. These people got thousands of guns and ammunitions. And please, people, sit down. You are already outnumbered. You are already outnumbered with your little machine guns that you got in there. You are already outnumbered. The new Black Panther, they call it. You are already outnumbered. All these people are outnumbered. Why? Because you don't have the God of Israel fighting with you. And because you don't have the God of Israel, Ahayah is his name, fighting with you, you're going to lose the battle. You're going to lose the battle, people. You're going to lose the battle. The only way our ancestors ever won the battle, people, is that the God of Israel, the God of Moses, had to fight right next by them or before them or with them. That's the only way they defeated their enemies. And you don't even know who he is. You think his name is Yah, Jah, Tah, Sah, Kah, Kah, all kind of names. That's not who he is, people. And you're going to lose this war. You're going to lose. 90% of y'all will die in this battle. And he only going to have a remnant left. Who is the remnant? We're going to talk about that later when I come back on. The only way Judith was able to defeat her enemy, she had to have the God of Israel fighting right along with her. She knew who he was. She knew who he was. She knew how to get in contact. She knew what she had to do to contact him, to connect with him, so he can help her defeat the enemy. You people can't even hear him.
You don't, you can't hear them. You don't got no direction. You